Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Baldinger joins us here on 95.7 The Game, appearing on the Dial Pad guest line. Baldy brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair, from NFL Network, our good friend. Brian Baldinger, always good to have you on, man. How are you doing?
Well, I'm great, Dane. It's good to be with you. Happy holidays to you and everyone else. It's just a great time of the year all the way around. I mean, the weekend games, Saturday's games, I mean, they got it right, putting these three games on Saturday during this, you know, the holiday time of the year, because all of them have significance. They're all going to be fun to watch.
No doubt. It's a sexy slate. And let's jump right into the 49ers and Rams. We saw them take L.A. apart earlier this year down in Los Angeles. They just went through a hell of a gauntlet. Maybe they didn't have an awful lot of oomph left in them for Atlanta. Maybe that explains that. But L.A. should have their full attention. And this is a game I think they need to use to start looking like a real factor defensively again. Their sack percentages are down. If they go up, could be a long day for Goff.
Yeah, I mean, they've gone through some injuries with some of the guys that have been out right now. But, you know, nobody ever makes any excuses in this business. There aren't any. It looks like Richard Sherman's going to get back, and that will help. That will help out in the outside and in the secondary. But I agree. I think that you want to hit the playoffs and hit January running. They've got two big games left, obviously, against the Rams and Seahawks, so division games always are magnified. And the Rams are coming off just a horrible performance against the Cowboys. I mean, the Cowboys ran for 260 yards against them. They hadn't run the ball like that all year. And so I'm sure that Wade Phillips and Aaron Donald and everybody else with a chance for the playoffs still at stake will give it their best shot.
What do the Rams have to do this time to be more competitive? What are the things that you've seen in them, even in this very up-and-down season for them, that suggest to you that they can make this a far more competitive show?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you just go back to the basics. You know, I mean, I'm going to sound like an old coach here, but, you know, you got to be able to run the ball and stop the run, and they weren't able to do either one against the Cowboys. And they played in the playoffs a year ago, and the Rams did both those things to the Cowboys. So, you know, that's where it all starts. And, you know, and then once you can either establish the run, a lot of good things can come off of it. But I think, you know, when you look at Jared Goff and what he has been this year, he's a lot better if he's got a complementary running game with him. If you ask him to drop back and just throw it, I don't know that he's just talented enough to do it. I know that he's had great games and he's paid to be an elite player, but I think he's a lot better if he's got a good play-action game, faking to Todd Gurley off the stretch and being able to get it down the field. He looks a lot better when that works, and when that doesn't work, he struggles. Struggles with accuracy and, you know, just making pinpoint decisions. So I would think that's the best place, you know, for the Rams to kind of get back on track is to do those two things, because, you know, the 49ers can run the ball. We have seen it just about every single week that they've been effective. And so it looks to me like Raheem Mostert is their best back right now, and you may see a heavy dose of him against the Rams.
So what you said about Goff, Baldy, I think certainly he struggles to be effective anytime there are people around him. And that's something that the Niners were great early in the year, and the pass rush has fallen off a little bit, but this Rams offensive line seems like a soft landing. Is that still true, or have they shored up some of their issues?
Look, they've got a bunch of young guys in the middle that, you know, they're probably not rookies anymore or young guys anymore. They've had some injuries. The left tackle is not a Pro Bowl left tackle this year. He was a year ago. I think there's weaknesses all across the line right now. I would say that anybody that gets a one-on-one, from Bozal to Buckner to Armstead, the whole group, I mean, I think they're all going to have a chance to win. You know, this could be a real frenzy, shark frenzy, as I like to call it, you know, this weekend. I mean, I'm sure on Saturday afternoon that this is what they're going to try and establish here, is to be able to get home and get to Goff with just four and not have to blitz and not have to rely on any of that. Just have their front four control the game. They're more than capable of doing it.
So when I hear you say a guy who was a Pro Bowl left tackle last year, but maybe not this year, do you feel that way about Joe Staley?
He doesn't look like a Pro Bowl left tackle right now. He looks like he has struggled at times. I thought this week against Claiborne and McKinley, and I thought he had some plays where, you know, it's whether it was getting beat inside or around the edge. I mean, he has not played at that level this year. And he's been in and out of the lineup. When he came back from his first injury, he did not play well. He went back out, came back, and he doesn't look like a shutdown left tackle right now. Doesn't mean he can't be. He might need just more seasoning and more time, but he has been beaten this year in ways that we have not seen Joe Staley beaten in a long time.
Brian Baldinger here on 95.7 The Game. So we all know if the Niners win their next two, they have home field throughout. Let's assume they do. If the Niners have home field throughout, do you like them to reach the Super Bowl?
I do. You know, they've gone down to New Orleans and, you know, they won in a shootout. I don't think that, you know, the second time around, if they would play New Orleans, it would be like that. But I think they're better than Green Bay, and they're better than Minnesota, and they're better than anybody in the East. And their biggest, test would be the Saints, if they would get the Saints. And I like them in all the matchups right now. You still got to go play it and do it. They may get another try at Seattle, depending on what happens in that Week 17 game. And that's probably the team that knows them the best and probably plays them the best. But I do like their chances of getting to the Super Bowl. I think they've been the best team in the NFC all year. I mean, certainly the fourth quarter collapse against the Falcons, you wouldn't necessarily say that right now, but I don't know that they're going to see a receiver like Julio Jones, you know, in the playoffs. Maybe Michael Thomas. But, you know, Julio is different than just about anybody else out there. And him and Matt Ryan kind of showed that on Sunday.
How much less, if at all, do you like them if they have to go the wild card route?
Well, I mean, I think that good teams win on the road, they win at home. It's a bigger test. There's more games if you go on the wild card. Certainly, we have seen more than our share of teams go the wild card route and get to the Super Bowl. The Giants had done it, but other teams have done it. And so if you're a good team, then it doesn't matter if you got to go into Minnesota or Green Bay or back to New Orleans. If you have to go that route, then I just think good teams could do that. We've seen more than enough number one seeds with home field advantage get beat. And that's because they weren't as good as the team that came in there and beat them. And you just have to be better than them on that day. And the 49ers have shown that when they went to New Orleans, that they can be great on the road. That was as tough as environment as you're going to get, and they were practically flawless in offense. And this team is built a large part around their offense and being able to put up big plays, explosive plays, and a lot of points. And I think that game should really tell everybody in that locker room, including the staff and personnel and all the players, that they're more than capable of going on the road and winning throughout if it should come down to that.
Brian, I know that your broadcasting duties on the radio are bringing you to Cleveland this weekend. You're going to see Baltimore for the first time. Interested in what you're looking for there. Obviously, Lamar is the star of the show, but beyond that, also, do you expect either Beckham or Landry to tell you that they want out of Cleveland?
Well, you know, Odell might tell me that, Saskatchewan is not a bad place to play in the Canadian Football League. So I might joke with him about that. It's interesting. You know, the last time Baltimore lost was to Cleveland, and they put up a 40-burger on Baltimore that day. Nick Chubb had a great game. He leads the league in rushing. I'm sure that Nick Chubb wants to lead the league in rushing 2 weeks from now as well. So they're going to get the best of Nick Chubb, the best of the run game. And, you know, I mean, it's just another test for Baltimore. They've been well-tested throughout the season, whether it's the Patriots, the 49ers, Pittsburgh, teams in their division, whatever. They've been tested throughout the season. They put together a 10-game win streak. It's more than Lamar Jackson, but he's a huge part of it. And I really want to – I saw him this summer when they scrimmaged Philadelphia. I saw him in the summer down in training camp at Baltimore. I'm really anxious to talk to him, to see him, and just see what it looks like right now, see what he looks like. Just in probably miserably cold weather, how he performs. Should they not get the number one seed and have to go to New England in the playoffs? You know, how does he perform, you know, on cold conditions, a kid from Florida, you know, on a bad grass field, all that kind of stuff. I just want to see if he's immune to any of that stuff.
He seems to be immune to most of what the NFL's throwing at him this year, that's for sure. Brian, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to talk to you, man. From all of us, happy holidays to you and yours.
Right back at you, Damon. All the best, man. Can't wait for this weekend to get started.
Brian Baldinger here on 95.7 The Game. Always a pleasure. Hey, this segment brought to you by Wave Broadband. From video chatting with family to streaming music with friends, high-speed internet service from Wave brings you closer to the things that you love and the people that you care about the most. Right now, get high-speed internet starting at $19.95 a month for 6 months. Go to wave.com for details. Damon Ratto and Kolsky here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.